This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وموالاه. We continue our theme for the blessed month, توجيهات أخلاقية من التجارب اليومية, moral guidance from everyday experiences. There are things that are seemingly appealing to us, maybe material things. Yet the value of those material things are not as much in the estimation of Allah, except if those things leads us to faith and leads us to goodness. Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ بِالَّتِي تُقَرِّبُكُمْ عِنْدَنَا زُلْفَى إِلَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. It is neither your riches nor your progeny that can bring you nearer and dearer to Allah, except if you can attain faith and do good thereby. We reflect today on an incident that occurred at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, documented by historians, and an incident that illustrates how lineage, position, possessions may make us to focus so much on what we have that we may end up valuing things like our clothes or whatever we have more than we value the dignity of people. So the historians document, جَاءَ رَجُلٌ مُوسِرٌ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ نَقِيُّ الثَّوْبِ فَجَلَسَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ فَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مُعْصِرٌ دَرِنُ الثَّوْبِ فَجَلَسَ إِلَىٰ جَنْبِ الْمُوسِرِ فَقَبَضَ الْمُوسِرُ ثِيَابَهُ مِنْ تَحْتِ فَخِذَيْهِ. A rich man, clad in spotlessly clean, seemingly expensive clothing, came to the Prophet and sat near the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then a poor man came, not so classy in his dress, poor, and came and sat next to the rich person. The rich person pulled his robe away from the poor man and tucked it under his thigh. فَقَالَ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to this rich man, أَخِفْتَ أَن يَمَسَّكَ مِنْ فَقْلٍ شَيْءٍ, قَالَ لَا. فَخِفْتَ أَن يُصِيبَهُ مِنْ غِنَاكَ شَيْءٍ, فَقَالَ لَا. فَخِفْتَ أَن يُوَسِّخْ ذِيَابَكَ, فَقَالَ لَا. The Prophet asked the rich man, did you fear that some of his poverty will rub off on you? The man said, no. Then the Prophet asked him, did you perhaps fear that your riches will fall onto him? He said, no. He said, then did you fear that perhaps his clothes will make your clothes dirty? So he said, no. فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَمَا حَمَلَكَ عَلَىٰ مَا صَنَعْتُ. So what caused you to pull your clothes away from this man? فَقَالَ رَجُلْ, the man said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ لِي قَرِينَ يُزَيِّنُ لِي كُلَّ قَبِيحٍ وَيُقَبِّحُ لِي كُلَّ حَسَنٍ. He said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, I have a partner. Now, some say it may be a partner in real, and some people say maybe shaitan, which since he became so wealthy, became, you know, distant from the poor, whatever it may be. He said, I have a partner. Some ulama say it refers to shaitan inspiring him negatively. O Prophet Allah, I have a partner, an associate, sorry, who beautifies my ugly acts. When I do something bad, it feels good to me. It feels okay to me. And when I do a good act, it makes me think twice. In other words, it puts doubt in my mind regarding the good acts I do. And when I do something wrong, it doesn't seem so bad to me. And he saw the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very upset by this incident, by the way he pulled his clothes away and so on. So he said, جَعَلْتُ لَهُ نِصْفُ مَالِي. I am prepared to give this man half my wealth. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ لِلْمُعْسِرِ. So the Prophet asked the poor man, أتقبل؟ قال لا. He asked the poor man, do you accept half his wealth? The poor man said, no, I don't want it. فقال له الرجل ولما. So the rich man asked the poor man, but why not? I'm giving it to you. So the poor man replied, أخاف أن يدخلني ما دخلك. The poor man replied, I fear the same attitude that came with your wealth may enter me if I have wealth. The same attitude that you developed When you got your wealth, may enter me. Among the moral lessons, of course, there are numerous layers of lessons we can learn from this. But among the moral lessons we gain from this, and of course, there's no harm in being wealthy at all. But do not let your wealth make you feel superior to others. Do not let your wealth make you feel superior to others, because a person with contentment, ليس الغنى عن كثرة العرض ولكن الغنى غنى النفس. The Rasul said, wealth is not in how much you have, it's in how contented you are with what you have. They asked the rich man, how much you got? He said, 10 million. He said, how much more you need to be happy? He said, 5 more million. They asked the poor man, how much you got? He said, I've got a loaf of bread and a bed to sleep. How much you desire is good enough for me. So it's not how much you have, it's how contented you are with what you have. The rich man there was 5 million short of being happy, and the poor man was happy the way he was. I don't say he must be poor, I'm just saying. So among the moral lessons we learn from this, there's no harm in being wealthy, but do not let your wealth make you feel superior to other people. Because a person with contentment, a person with respect, and a person with dignity is far more wealthy in character and far more wealthier in the estimation of Allah than one who has more money than him. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.